The larger budget deficits entailed by tax reform, along with more public spending on infrastructure, would underpin yields on long-term Treasury bonds. Indeed, after falling in the initial aftermath of Mr. Trump's victory, yields on 10- and 30-year Treasuries are on the rise again. Add the potential for higher inflation from the stimulus and the likelier use of some protectionist tariffs, plus a Federal Reserve with a more hawkish tilt, as Mr. Trump's appointees alter the complexion of its interest rate setting committee, and you have the makings of a renewed dollar rally. A fiscal stimulus coupled with an investment splurge in the world's largest economy should, all else equal, also be good for global aggregate demand. And if this kind of reflation populism improves the near-term prospects for America's economy, it may dissuade Mr. Trump from resorting to full-strength anti-trade populism. Well, perhaps. But given his leanings, it is easy to imagine him resorting to soft protectionism that keeps much of the additional demand within America's borders. He might, for instance, lean on companies to favour domestic suppliers, or attach local content conditions to publicly funded infrastructure projects. What is more, the repatriation of profits by American firms would draw resources away from their subsidiaries abroad. In 1971, the world feared dollar weakness. These days, dollar strength tends to have a tightening effect on global financial conditions. The waxing and waning of the dollar is strongly linked to the ups and downs of the credit cycle. When the dollar is weak and American interest rates are low, companies outside America are keen to borrow dollars. Often big firms, flush with such cheap loans, will further extend credit in local currencies to smaller ones. But when the dollar goes up, the cycle goes into reverse, as corporate borrowers outside America scramble to pay down their dollar debts. That causes a more general tightening of credit. Mexico has the most to lose from Mr. Trump's presidency, should he keep his campaign promises. So the peso plummeted in the wake of the result. But Mexico, along with Chile, Turkey, the Philippines and Russia, also has a large burden of dollar debts, which are becoming more expensive in local currency. Mr. Trump's protectionist bent may make it hard for emerging markets to trade their way out of trouble. Only a few are likely to be unharmed by his victory. Where does a Trump victory leave China, the world's second-largest economy? China accounts for roughly a half of America's net trade deficit, so in Mr. Trump's zero-sum reckoning, it has a lot to lose should America launch an all-out trade war. In fact, the resulting disruption to global supply chains would badly hurt American firms, and higher prices on imported goods would squeeze American consumers, especially poorer households, which spend proportionally more on them.